to Fresh Takes with Russo and Felice. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What a tremendous time. Paul Russo and Nick Felice here with you as always. Nick, good to see you.
Here's a debate that continues to go on with our lives, probably for the rest of our lives.
Oh, boy.
Thanksgiving Eve is a holiday.
Oh, wow.
And you do not agree.
I mean, we'll have this conversation anyway here post-podcast, but, like, I don't go out anymore for Thanksgiving Eve. I'm kind of – it's tough in a small town. I think if we were living in a bigger space, I'll call it, I would probably enjoy it a little bit more.
Oh, here's another question. You know? What's better, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve?
I guess it,
speaking of Eves.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think personally I say Christmas. I don't know.
Where's the love for Halloween Eve?
There is none. That's not a thing. That's nothing. All right, before we get too off the board there, I'll just handle some podcast business, Nick. Thank DeSanto Propane. Four generations strong is a trustworthy family-owned business with unmatched customer service. Go online at DeSantoPropane.com for more information or call them toll-free at 1-800-752-4574 today. Since 1937, the difference has been DeSanto Propane and Pine Point Medical. Their mission is to provide you with personalized, high-quality care and dedicated to improving your health through evidence-based medicine and treatment. Do you need a doctor who puts you first? Try an independent, physician-owned practice. Schedule your appointment at pinepointmed.com or in person at their office in Lansing. So, football, NFL, Week 11 in the books.
You don't want to start with college first.
No, we'll do NFL first. It's what the people really want.
Not the Dino news.
We'll get to that. What'd you make of the week? I kind of thought for the most part we fell back into a bit of a ho-hum type week, just in terms of gameplay. I didn't think there was a ton of greatness this week, to be honest. But I thought the games the headlining games, I don't know if they quite lived up to the hype we were hoping for, right? But Eagles-Chiefs was at least a fun game, you know, entertainment-wise, to follow throughout. Obviously close throughout, and the Eagles rallied in the second half to get the win. We had Sunday Night Football end up being a little bit better than I thought, admittedly. Definitely. Minnesota and
we said last week, let's take another look at them.
Right, definitely. Was that the most entertaining game of the weekend? I mean, it felt like it anyway.
I was pretty pissed on Sunday when the Giants won a game. They don't even know how to tank right.
Our bad.
I mean, really? We're going to give you Chase Young again? I know we still got a game lead, but man. Oh, it's just terrible. But who knows? Maybe Danny DeVito. maybe Tommy DeVito will be the next Brock Purdy.
So much Italian.
But the Eagles game, man, I just hate Nick Sirianni even more. Watching those videos of him. You see the clip of him leaving the tunnel?
No.
After the game? Yelling at the Chiefs fan.
Oh, well.
Can't hear you now. I hate Nick Sirianni.
Well, hold on. I'll disagree with you a little bit there.
Disagree with me.
If a guy's been riding you all game like that, probably, like some of those fans are, I'm definitely barking back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people who feel entitled who go to these games. You got to remember, these people are doing their jobs at the end of the day. Like, I get it. Like, if you say something that person perceives across the line and they bark back at you, yeah, I know what's coming.
Yeah, I just hate Nick Sirianni so much. He might be my least favorite person in all sports right now. I just cannot stand him as a coach. I don't know him as a person, but he seems like a Not a great guy either, but he's still probably better than Draymond Green. That's
okay.
That's probably true, but I don't know. I do not root for the Eagles. Unfortunately, the only time I root for the Eagles is against the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have been so bad when it matters. So I might almost root for the Cowboys over the Eagles. It's getting that bad now. I don't know. It's just not a great day in the NFC East for me. Cowboys beat up on the Panthers. Giants can't lose, right? And I don't know. It was not a great week for me personally because I – but the Broncos, you mentioned them. You know, they got off to a, you know, slow 1-5 start, but now they're 5-5. Maybe they're a playoff team. The AFC's tough.
I have some breaking baseball news.
That's not a surprise on the show.
The Mariners have acquired catcher Zebby Savala from the Diamondbacks.
All right.
But it's part of a bigger trade that's about to go down.
Okay, because that is absolutely nothing.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Zebby Savala is?
No.
White Sox legend.
Yeah, legend. But
I didn't even know he was a Diamondback.
I still don't know. You just told me his name. I still don't know who he is. Can't even remember. But
sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. But we got
no. That was the end. That was the end of my talk for the week.
Anyway, oh, Joel Embiid's out tonight. Okay, back on track.
Now I know him.
Unfortunately. Okay, let's talk about maybe some of those daytime games since we kind of honed in on them a little bit there. Actually, no, let's throw it more in reverse. Thursday night first before maybe the rest of that Sunday slate.
It was.
Joe Burrow out. Mark Andrews out. Not a fun Thursday
Bengals
night game.
Out.
It's not looking good. Jake Browning, the pride of Washington, under center. Yeah, I mean, this is a Bengals team, right, that they needed probably some help of some sort to get to the postseason anyway. And, man, Joe Burrow couldn't even, like, grip the football, let alone throw it. So, not looking good for them. I mean, obviously, they're kind of banged up already a little bit as is. I mean, T. Higgins sounds like he's on pace to come back again this week. I don't know. You know, if you're Baltimore, I guess the Mark Andrews thing isn't as bad as they thought. But, like, you're going to be without him at least for the next couple weeks. I mean.
Give it to the Ravens. They won the game.
Yeah. I mean, you got to. Especially in that division now where Cleveland goes out. They beat Pittsburgh.
Great game.
Last second field goal, but, you know, win's a win, like you said, Nick, right? And that was a Cleveland team that already had a leg up on Cincinnati anyway. Now they're kind of muddled with Pittsburgh a little bit in there. Not looking good for the Bengals this year. Not looking good. They're
Lamar Jackson got hurt in that game, too.
Yeah, that's true. He did get dinged up. But, I mean, he seems fine for whatever. So, I mean, I don't know what it was about that Thursday night game this week, but it caused some chaos.
This doesn't really have to deal with, like, the game, but it's just more of the quarterback. Has this been the most quarterbacks to get hurt in an entire season?
It feels that way.
Even, like, Geno Smith just got – at least, like, they've been all dinged up at least once.
Not one.
Sam Howell.
Correct.
He's the man. He is probably the greatest quarterback of all time.
The people are saying.
But, I mean, Joe Burrow's out. Danny Dimes is out.
Yeah.
It's just Cowboys got three quarterbacks for some reason. Teams are looking for quarterbacks.
Maybe they knew.
I mean, the Jets messed up not getting Josh Dobbs. I mean, they were just giving them for free anyway.
And Joe Flacco is a Cleveland Brown. Like, what's going on with the Jets?
They can't find anybody. When they're just people are handing them.
Yeah.
Handing them out. I mean, Tommy DeVito's there because we're tanking. We're just not tanking right. That's why he's there. The Jets are actually trying to make the playoffs this year.
Tommy DeVito.
Great guy. Great story. Circus legend.
Known Italian legend.
But got to lose, man. Got to lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, for the sake of you especially, right? Because, like, Washington has that weird, like, they can get in still really with a – their path is clear to the playoffs should they choose to go that
They're
route.
One of those teams they throw in the hunt. At the bottom of in the hunt.
Yeah. But, yeah, for you guys again, I guess the positive is at least it wasn't week what would now be 18, 17 at the time, where it's, like, literally causing yourself to be shot in the foot. So, I don't know. Yeah, like, it is kind of crazy, I mean, how some of these teams just aren't. You know what? I want to go back to something. I don't know if you saw this, and maybe this will definitely work better with what I wanted to initially say. But Tom Brady even brought the fact, like, there hasn't been any good quarterback play this year. Like, great quarterback play. A lot of mediocrity. And I think it is because, like, you just have a bunch of just, like, all right guys who are just kind of in these positions now. I mean, let's think about it. Cleveland's had Dorian Thompson-Robinson and P.J. Walker, right? The Jets have had Zach Wilson and now Tim Boyle. excuse me. You know, you look around the league elsewhere, you've had Jimmy G not looked great when he was healthy. And Aiden O'Connell, despite them winning, right, hasn't been a lot because of him, you know. Derek Carr's Derek Carr. Baker Mayfield's Baker Mayfield. Atlanta's a mess at the quarterback position. Tennessee's a mess at the quarterback position. Bryce Young appears to be that CJ Stroud is the one that you should have gotten type thing. You know, the Bears in the middle of their mess. Jordan Love, not great. Sam Howell, more or less a rookie. Kenny Pickett, not great. Giants, mess because of health, similar to the Jets in that sense. Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe, remains to be seen. You know, I digress a little bit. But, you know, I think it's just you have a lot of inexperience forcing these positions this year, and it is dragging the overall quality down.
You know what the craziest part about this whole, all these quarterbacks getting hurt? Tua didn't get hurt.
Now you done it.
Knock on wood. Tua is healthy. I mean, you would have thought he'd be the one, one of the ones that go down, but being injury prone, that's a scary concussion injury too, but no.
I mean, who's ready for week 18 when the Bills go down there and it's Kyle Allen against Mike White?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, it's I forgot what I was going to say, but, you know, just – I don't know. It's the injuries are ridiculous. It's not even just the quarterback's position. It's all injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, C.J. Stroud has played well, but he's got two great receivers and surprisingly Tank Dell and Nico Collins.
Noah Brown. Shout out to Noah Brown.
Yeah, shout out. I think the Houston Texans, getting off the injury topic here, but the Houston Texans have been the biggest surprise and I think arguably the best story of this season.
Yeah, probably.
I will see. You can go. You can roll the tape. Like week one or week two, I said this team was not going to win a game this year.
Yeah, you did.
And they have proved me wrong.
They did. They have, and they continue to do so. But you want to know a good point too. I don't want to keep like hammering it, but like we know Josh Allen hasn't looked great all year, right? Mahomes certainly hasn't.
Kelsey without his girl hasn't either.
Jalen Hurts.
Do you believe in the whole Taylor Swift, Kelsey?
I don't know.
Good luck?
I don't know. I think it's just happenstance. Kind of. I don't know. I don't think it really matters.
Look at the stats.
That'd be like saying, like, who's a good example?
Jessica Simpson?
I was about to say maybe that. Yeah, the Romo Simpson thing. But, nah, either way. Just nobody's playing good this year at quarterback. Hey. It's just not the year of the quarterback. It's just not. You know, it just hasn't been a good year for quarterbacks. It's been a year of defense, to be honest. You know, like, there are more headlines about the Myles Garretts and the Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa's, you know.
Max Crosby.
Max Crosby's of the world. Then, in all honesty, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, like, guys like that. Like, they're getting the recognition now this year. And deservedly so. Like, they're causing, they're the ones literally causing more or less this discussion to be had right now.
Is there only one coach of the year in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think gets it? Campbell or Ryan's?
I was going to say, I mean, could Campbell go back to back?
Oh, he won it last year.
No, Daboll did last year. That's Daboll. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say, unfortunately, for DeMarco, I mean, they'll probably give it to Dan this year. It should be come down. It should probably should be co this year between those two.
It really should.
To be honest.
Like, how can you not give it to DeMarco Ryan?
Right, right.
What he's done with this team.
Yeah.
But Dan Campbell has really, like, made the Lions a legit Super Bowl contender right now. And how, I mean, I'm getting
the sad part is, too, and it's an interesting topic because, like, a lot of people, they're going to talk about those two and deservedly so. But, like, O'Connell in Minnesota is doing a really good job for the cards he's had dealt this year.
Yep.
Stefanski in Cleveland's had done a really good job for the cards he's been dealt this year. You know. It's an interesting case. If they stay hot, what recognition does Sean Payton get? Although I don't know if the Broncos can sustain it.
And he's got to jump all four of them.
Yeah.
Like all four of those guys you just mentioned.
Yeah.
All way higher than Payton right now. I mean, Payton's only 500. I mean, we're just looking at the Broncos as not a dumpster fire anymore.
Right, yeah, yeah.
We're more looking at them as a 500 team, which they are.
Right. I mean, if you want to go even, like, traditional football-wise, like, you could probably make the case for John Harbaugh. I would probably allow for that.
Mike McDaniel.
I was going to say Mike McDaniel, but, like, again, I mean, it's a bit of a – it's almost like where Peyton might be coming up, McDaniel might be coming down just because of team performance recently.
It was crazy, that Raiders game last week. If they had lost, they would have played a good team, or over 500 team, but since they beat them,
beat
a under 500 team.
That's wild.
They still haven't beat an over 500 team.
Yeah, that's interesting now that you mentioned that.
That's a problem for the Dolphins going into a playoffs where is pretty much every over 500 teams, unless, you know, you get the one division.
Oh, wow. This is – not to interrupt, we have the full details.
It better be better when you just told me earlier.
So Zebby Zavala
and
Carlos Vargas are going to Seattle. Arizona is getting third baseman Eugenio Suarez. What does DePoto have cooking?
I think that means Nolan Arenado is going to be wearing a Seattle Mariners uniform opening day.
Wow.
You know what that means? I think so.
What?
Nolan Arenado.
I don't know about that. Well, are they willing to shell out the money, you think?
Cardinals, you see them. They signed Gibson. They signed Lance Lynn back. They need starting pitching. And you know who has it?
Seattle.
Seattle. And you know who needs a hitter?
Seattle.
And you know who's interested in Shohei Ohtani?
Cincinnati.
If they can get Shohei and they can trade for Arenado,
true.
The Mariners are legit the number one team in baseball.
And you know what? I think I would be on board with that.
They might have to give up, you know, Kirby.
Tom Murphy, yeah.
Kirby or Logan Gilbert, maybe both.
Yeah.
For Bobby both for Arenado.
Oh, no. It'd be a one or the other there, I think.
I mean, one of them are going. But Seattle's got a lot of great young pitching coming up still.
Taylor Trammell, you are a Memphis Redbird. All right. I think we've kind of beat the football thing.
Yeah. How about Lions? Right, good Lions on Thanksgiving this year.
So And
Black Friday football.
Let me, let me get the thing here. Let me get the right.
And Cyber Monday football.
Right camera angle. Yeah. The Monday thing is always there. All right. This was a big week for me in the picks, Nick. I went 10-4.
Oh, God.
You went 8-6.
So that's what now?
Two games behind you. I
blew eight games in 2 weeks.
You're at 101-64 now. I'm at 99-66.
Oh, get that 100th win, man.
Uh-huh. I'll see. We'll see if I get there this week. So, your Thanksgiving games, as we all know, the first one up at 12:30. Green Bay at Detroit. Detroit minus 7.5.
Lions, baby. I don't think I've ever not picked the Lions. Maybe I have. They've been pretty bad.
For Thanksgiving purposes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit as well. I mean,
who's going to eat the turkey leg?
For Detroit? Aiden Hutchinson.
I'm going to go a shocker one here for you. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go, Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to eat the turkey.
Oh, I'm with that. The 4:30 game, Washington at Dallas. Dallas minus 12.
Come on, Commandos. I'm taking Washington.
I cannot tell you how bad in my gut I want to take Washington. I just can't, though.
But it's the holiday. They're going to be amped.
I know.
They're just coming off. People think they're terrible now.
I just can't.
Sam Howell's ready to go.
I think they'll cover the 12. Yeah. I don't think they win outright.
They'll cover that 12 because they're going to win.
Okay. I appreciate you thinking that way, but I can't. I'm sorry, Nick. All right. Thursday night game this week on NBC, which is nice.
Yeah.
San Fran at Seattle. Seattle's getting 7 at home.
Unfortunately, sorry, Matt. I'm high on your Mariners, obviously, but Seattle's going to lose this game. San Fran.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. If I knew for sure about Geno, I actually might be going the other way here.
Mm.
But, I mean, not a knock on Drew Lock, but, you know. Yeah, I go with the team that has the full deck on a short
quarterback.
Yeah, I go with the team with the full deck on a short week.
Go with a better team as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like, I don't think Seattle's all that far off.
Did you just say you put Pete Carroll in the hot seat?
I should, shouldn't I? Pete Carroll hot seat. Anyway, your Friday, Black Friday prime or not prime time game because it's at 3 p.m.
Now this is on Amazon Prime.
This is on Amazon Prime. Miami at the Jets. The Jets are getting 10.
This game is technically not prime time.
Technically not prime time. 3 p.m.
Interesting. Give me the Jets at home.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't hate it. I think this is another case of, like, they'll cover the 10, but I don't think I can pick them just head-to-head. I'm going to go Miami.
So, right now, I think you're looking at maybe we're tied.
Yeah.
Going into the weekend.
So, we head into Sunday, by the way. No buys this week. It's first of the 1 p.m. window, Jacksonville at Houston. Houston getting a point and a half at home.
How about Trevor Lawrence goes from one fantasy point 1 week to 31 fantasy points last week? Give me Jacksonville.
I'm going to go Houston here. I think.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Why, Paul?
So, game one this season against them, and not obviously game one, but the first game that they face each other this year, Texans were a 7.5-point dog and won outright. I think they get it done again, this time on home turf. I like the momentum they got, but I do have one slight concern. Does the spotlight getting closer and closer to them, and maybe more specifically on C.J. Stroud, week in, week out at this point, does it get a little bit too bright possibly this week for them? I don't know.
But you're going to go with Houston.
I'm going to go with Houston.
All right.
New England at the Giants. The Giants getting 3 points.
This one is televised?
Locally.
Unfortunately, man, we don't know how to tank right. I've got to go Giants. Unfortunately, the Patriots are just that bad.
Nick, why? But I agree with you because I'm also taking the Giants. I had you there.
Yeah, you did. You like
I do.
Tommy.
I don't know if it's so much I like Tommy, but like, what are the Patriots actually going to do Sunday type thing, right? Now, like you said, like, who knows what Giants team actually just kind of shows up this week. Yeah. There's a lot less dysfunction in a weird way going on with that Giants team than the Patriots team. Yep. All things considered, so. Home dog, I like him. I like him like that. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is getting a point at home.
Who's the quarterback for Cincinnati?
Jake Browning.
All right, then I'm going Pittsburgh.
I went Pitt here as well. Nope, Matt Canada gone as offensive coordinator.
Doesn't have the same effect as the head coach.
We'll find out.
Bills?
I worked for the Bills, yeah. I mean, so who knows? Okay, New Orleans at Atlanta. Atlanta giving a point at home. They're home favorites. And I just don't understand how. Look, I know New Orleans is rough right now, but like,
what is the schedule Atlanta has?
I cannot, again, I go back to something I haven't had to say actually in like 2 weeks. But I cannot physically trust myself to take Atlanta. I got to take New Orleans. They're going back to Desmond Ridder.
New Orleans. Are you kidding me, Atlanta?
I don't know what's going on. All right. I read that backwards. Tampa Bay and Indianapolis. Indianapolis laying 2.5.
Give me Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about this one, but I'm going to give my pick to the home team here. Home field advantage, I think. But that's a toss-up game. That's one of the more toss-up games, I think, on the schedule, actually, this week.
Yeah, that is a toss-up.
Last of the 1 p.m. window, Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 3.5.
Speaking of toss-up games.
Yes.
Are those the four worst teams in the league going at it? Patriots, Giants, Panthers, and Titans?
Probably, yeah. Well, wait, hold on. Not quite, but yeah.
Falcons.
Well, I mean, the Bears play Monday night. Yeah. So.
I think the Panthers are not going to win another game this year, so I'm going Titans.
Well, we have our first maybe true difference, though. I'm taking Carolina here. Something's – now, you can make the same case of Carolina here. I'm not dumb to that. But something's going on with Tennessee. You get the vibe that I think a change –
rain stopping in Tennessee.
I think there's change coming. Is Vrabel the head coach next year?
I think he's going to get fired.
So, right, there's some stuff going on there. It's weirding me out. Will Levis looked really good for 5 minutes when he first came in the game a few weeks ago, and since then, been ugly, to put it bluntly. And like I said, I know you can make the same case for Carolina, but at least the Carolina stuff's kind of just been intact all year. You can't make that case for Tennessee, so I'm going to go Carolina. First of the 4:05 window, Cleveland at Denver. Denver, a 2.5-point favorite.
Cleveland. I think Denver's fun's coming to an end this week.
I am with you. I'm taking Cleveland. I think it's going to be a defensive game. Denver's defense isn't great, but, like, you don't necessarily have to have a great defense to really go up against that Cleveland offense.
Cleveland might make the playoffs this year.
They're number one wild card right now, so never know. The other 4:05 game, the Rams at the Cardinals. Cardinals are a point dog at home.
Another great game,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go Rams, even though Kyler Murray's look good.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams as well. Until kind of proven otherwise. If
Cup playing, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a good point. But if Cup's not playing, that means we're back to having Puka Nacua just being the number one.
I love that.
So, first of the 4:25, Kansas City at Vegas. Vegas, an 8.5-point dog at home.
Kansas City didn't lose it was Patrick Mahomes' first ever division road loss against the Broncos earlier this year.
Yeah.
I think he'll get back on track. So I'm going to go Raiders. Or no, I'm going to go Chiefs.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm taking the Raiders.
You know, I was thinking about this.
I have a gut feeling about them this week. The Chiefs have not scored a second half point in like 3 weeks now.
Wow.
I'm not saying the vibes are bad. I think they're fine in Kansas City. But, like, they aren't playing the way they should be. And, frankly, I guess the Raiders. But, like, at least, like, since Antonio Pierce was named interim head coach, that's a different team altogether. Like, they're playing looser. They're playing to play football. You know what I mean? And, look, I'll probably just be the one where it's that guaranteed loss I have this week. It's whatever. But I have a hunch. I'm going to take the Raiders.
Nice. I had a thought on the way over here, actually,
mm-hmm.
about because I was thinking about the Oakland A's, Oakland Raiders. Not to get too sidetracked, I just got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think them, like Oklahoma City, go back to Seattle, Washington go back to Montreal, just for one game? Like, why don't they just do that?
Oh, no, I'm not with it. No.
One game.
The people you left would not be on board with that. There's a reason why when the MLB has the two-game preseason set in Montreal, it's always Toronto, and it's always a team that's not the Nationals. There's a reason why when the NBA did that preseason game in Seattle, it was Portland and the Lakers and not the Thunder. You just would not get support. You put, in my mind, there because of the way people are, there's a security safety issue at hand there.
Yeah.
People are dumb. I, no, no. I understand where you're coming from, but no.
No.
I think it's a bad luck, bad enough as is, especially on the ace front. I know this portion of it's really off topic, but the fact that, like, it's a possibility because the stadium won't be ready for literally 5 years in Vegas.
But what about
that they'd be nomadic and play half their home games at Oco still?
Didn't the Browns used to be the Baltimore Colts?
No.
Who's
Indianapolis.
What about when Indy goes back to Baltimore?
Well, that's different.
Because they actually have a team.
Right. That's different at that point because Baltimore has a team and, I mean, that owner's dead and gone at this point. And I guess the Thunder's owner's technically dead and gone and whatever. But Jeff Fisher's – he's Jeff Fisher, for being a NoCal Oakland Bay Area guy, he is not going to be welcome back there anytime he goes remotely back there.
All right, thanks for your note.
Yeah, so that's just my thoughts on it. The other 425 game, Buffalo at Eagles. Eagles 3.5-point favorites.
Give me the Bills.
Pissing
me off.
I'm going with the Bills, too. The Eagles players themselves are saying that they aren't playing their best ball. So I think Buffalo, supposed to be decent in Philly. I think like 50 degrees, like no weather. Like, I think the way they're kind of clicking right now, like that was a good. Now, say what you want. I mean, I know they played the Jets, but like that's kind of the ass kicking they need to put on the Jets. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so. Sunday Night Football, Baltimore at the Chargers. Chargers getting 3.5. I'm going Baltimore here. I just think they're the better team. 3.5, kind of sketchy, you know. But
give me the Chargers. I think this could be a breakout game for them.
Death, taxes, length of the field under 2 with no timeouts. So, the Monday Night Football this week, the Bears at the Vikings. Vikings, 3.5-point favorites.
Against the Vikings?
Yep.
I'm
more in the Vikings here, by the way. I just...
Yeah, go Josh Dobbs. Vikings.
All right. So that'll do that then.
Now, speaking of coaches.
Yes, about...
How teams fare after the coach gets fired.
I accidentally bumped my hand on the black button.
It happened, Paul.
It did. But we're back. Yes, let's head to the college ranks, Nick.
And 8 years.
Back to you. What about college football, Nick?
James Madison will not be going to a bowl.
At the moment.
But Dino Babers fired after 8 seasons, just 2 bowl appearances. Had the one really great season. What was that, 2017?
Yes. No, 18.
18. 2017 was the one they beat Clemson. You're
yes.
There. Yeah. You know, not surprising. It had to be done. It just, they're not getting any better. You can almost say they've gotten worse this year. I mean, they 6-0 last year. You couldn't fire them after a 6-0 start. But the same trend in the second half of the season. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just not working out. Hopefully they can make a bowl this week. But it's just a move that they didn't want to make, but they had to make.
Yeah. So my thing with this is I look at it from the perspective of locally and nationally. Locally here with Syracuse, we're fed up, right? Dino's a great guy. Probably just for what it is right now, just not as good a coach. I laugh nationally at the thought of people thinking that he should have stayed around. It kind of shows me, I think, the overall disconnect the program has at this point nationally. That being said, like, I understand where some people might be coming from, where, because I do semi-think this way, even though I definitely think a change was needed. Like, who you're going to get that really wants to come to Syracuse? Because it is, if it's not a bottom five, power five job, it's certainly dangling it probably, like, somewhere in that 7-9 range.
Yeah.
And... Look, this is an area football-wise that's just been decimated in the past 2 decades. The talent's just not here anymore like it was. And it's tough to recruit locally. And, you know, that was one of the things Dino wanted to do was get the New Jersey pipeline back going and stuff like that. And he just didn't until too late. You know, DeVito didn't work out is what it is. But, I mean, outside of Dungy and players that weren't really actually even his recruits – he didn't do a ton. Look, sub 500 overall record in not only conference, but also NoCo technically. the time had come. What I found interesting about the firing was the fact that they gave him the option to coach this weekend against Wake Forest. Not surprising he didn't take it. I know I wouldn't have taken it. I'm sure you probably wouldn't have taken it. To go back to that timing portion of it, though, I'm surprised that it was a thought to fire him after Georgia Tech. I think probably some of it was a straw that broke the camel's back type stuff. But because I had heard rumblings after the loss at home to BC that it was going to happen. So I thought they're going to do it immediately then, a.k.a. after the Boston College game, or they're going to wait until the season ends, whether that would have been this weekend or, you know, 3 weeks from now and after the Birmingham Bowl or Fenway Bowl, you know. The timing of it I found interesting. He's the only one kind of let go from this deal, at least going for the immediate future. You know, Rocky Longstone would be defensive coordinator. Jason Bexel would be the offensive coordinator. All position coaches are the same. Tight ends coach Nunzio Campanelli's interim head coach for the week. For the rest of the season, probably. I mean, if they make a bowl game, I'm assuming he'll get the task of manning it. So, I don't know. Now, the fun part. Who do we think's coming? Right? And I know this is where I'm on the fence about a couple different things.
Yeah.
So, here's the one for sure that I know is not going to – well, really two. Jimbo Fisher's not coming, okay? If Jimbo's going to take a big-time job, it's going to be at the caliber of – so maybe not fair, maybe not proper what I just said. I view Syracuse as a C-tier job at the moment, okay, where you fight hard, you surprise every now and then, but you're just kind of there. I view where Jimbo's going to go as probably a B-tier team. I think of that as being like a West Virginia, for example, where year in, year out, 7-5 should be the low mark, whereas 9-3 to 10-3, depending on bowl stuff, that's your watermark. And every now and then you get an 11-win season or a 10-win season. He's not coming. Dan Mullen's not coming. I know Dan Mullen was a position coach up here, got a start up here. I'd love for him to come back, but my understanding is he's kind of enjoying the dad thing a little bit too much right now. And that's, when it comes to that type of stuff, completely understandable.
You think Nick Saban's going to leave Alabama?
Nick Saban's, maybe. No. But of an SEC name, right, I'd love Ed Orgeron to come. He has said in the past he would love to be the head coach at Syracuse. It's where he got his second life in coaching in the 90s because of Paul Pasqualoni. That being said, I don't even know if that's the right move. But if I'm going to go big name hunting, I'd prefer it to be Ed Orgeron. Okay? Because he actually knows this. He knows. Maybe he doesn't know the lay of the land right now, but he knows how people operate up here. He has shown interest in coming. How many head coaches of his caliber have you ever heard, like, I'd love to come to Syracuse to be a head coach? Not a ton.
He's a national champion.
Right. So I think there's that. If you're going to go big name hunting, I think it's Ed Orgeron.
See, did I hear Doug Marrone?
Marrone's a name that's popped up. I think Doug Marrone
is he helping out with the job process?
I don't know. I heard he's helping. He might be. I mean, I know he's the O-line coach for the Saints still. So,
I heard he's helping out.
Yeah, I don't know if he's probably helping out. But I don't know if I'd go back to Doug Marrone. I think that ship's probably.
I got one for you. Yeah, he's gonna leave Nebraska. It's gonna be Matt Rhule.
No,
he's coming to Syracuse.
No,
there's a big name for you.
I love
Chip Kelly.
Well, speaking of the Nebraska route before that, apparently, even though I think Chip Kelly saved his job by beating USC this past weekend. Tony White, DC at Nebraska, and Sean Lewis, who was the offensive coordinator at Colorado. I'd love for them to come back. I just don't know if the administration is going to bite for former Dino guys. And
what about Greg Paulus? Leaving Niagara basketball for Syracuse football?
No. He's got bigger issues to worry about with that team. Here's where I stand.
Tommy Reese?
I don't know if I think I've talked myself into it, but, you know, one of the names I've heard a lot is Bob Chesney, head coach of Holy Cross. He's turned that program around. He's on the younger side. He's 46.
That's young.
I think, you know, if you want, what Syracuse needs to do, is bringing in a culture guy, and not like the culture of Dino, where it's like, you know, I'm bringing in my system and it's going to work, and when it clearly didn't. I'm talking about the culture of winning with the pieces I got. And, you know, Bob Chesney fits that bill. It makes you wish Syracuse pulled the trigger a couple of years ago when Lance Leipold was still head coach at Buffalo, and now he's head coach at Kansas. And it's looking like he might be the head coach at another Power 5 program sooner than later that's above Kansas on the tier list. So, again, I don't know if I talked myself more into Bob Chesney, but you'll get his track record. He's literally gone from D1 to D2 to D1AA, or what we now know as FCS. And success every time. It's a process, but it's success every time. This is a Holy Cross program in 2018, one of the most historic in terms of SCS competition that was bad. Like, bad, bad. Like, when Wagner comes into the dome, bad. And he's turned them around, and I know they didn't get the wins against these two FBS teams this year, but he took Army and he took UConn to the final minute in each game as FBS programs against an FCS program. That's kind of the guy I don't mind having. Now, there's a couple other names that float around, other assistants. The what's-his-face at Michigan, he coached Syracuse as like a GA. I forget his name off the top of my head. I don't know if administratively that's a good move at
Jim
the moment.
Harbaugh.
No. If we were being serious about it, no. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. There's a little bit of a lot of process here, and I think – I don't know – I do know this. I don't think Syracuse would have moved and made this move at the time they did if they didn't have the guy already in line.
Yeah.
So I do hope it's Bob Chesney. And if we're going that young route, if we're going the not big name route, I want it to be Bob Chesney, I think. If we're going the big name route, just open up the pop book and give me Ed Orgeron. Give me the guy who can come in here and at least inspire the troops for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It should be interesting. Yeah. What are these picks?
You want to do the picks right now?
Yeah. Let me hear them.
Okay. Well, can we – I just want to spend a minute on this. This is a really fun weekend of college football coming up.
Rivalry week, obviously.
It's rivalry weekend for most conferences. As we know, the ACC has big rivalries this week with Syracuse hosting arch nemesis Wake Forest.
I mean
– but elsewhere, rivalry. Right, it's rivalry weekend. I mean, Notre Dame's in Stanford. It's mind you, the rivalry hasn't been great the past couple of years because Stanford's been bad. But historically, that's one of the bigger ones that's out there. Apple Cup, Washington State, Civil War with Oregon State. The biggest, baddest rivalry of them all with Georgia and Georgia Tech. Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl. It's a big weekend. It's a fun weekend of college sports or football. It really is. And this is the last one of Pac-12. It was the last regular season Pac-12 weekend.
Go Buckeyes. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, the big one, yeah, with that. So you're saying Buckeyes, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I just don't like Michigan.
I think the ultimate peak of Big Ten would be for Michigan to beat Ohio State and then lose next weekend in the conference title game to Iowa. Can I get you on board with
that? I mean, obviously, yeah, I'd be room for that.
Completely on board with that one now that I put it.
What Lou Holtz said about the Buckeyes, though, really made me upset. So.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Now it's time for my picks. So, 3-2 last week.
What Lou Holtz said?
3-2 last week. Making me 32, 33, and 2 on the year. Now,
what were you? 3-1?
3-2.
3-2.
I will be doing picks for conference title week, and then there's another game after it. The best one of them all, Army Navy.
So this is extended.
So we'll have picks going out, and we'll also I'll figure out some way to do the bowl games. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but I'll figure out a way. So my picks this week: Ohio -14 at Akron, taking the Bobcats back on the wagon this week. It's an interesting week of spreads and stuff. I'm taking Duke -6 at home against Pitt. I'm taking New Mexico State getting 2.5 at home against Jacksonville State. Taking Fresno State -5.5. They're on the road at San Diego State. And I'm taking Kansas -6 at Cincinnati. Those are my five picks for the week.
Syracuse Chaminade getting a little shout out.
Yeah, today at
who you got in that game?
Park, I'm taking Syracuse. Although, to be fair, trivia. Sorry, excuse me. Trivia time. K Can you guess how many wins Chaminade has in the Maui Invitational?
8.
Damn it, you heard.
I did. I did. Yeah.
Damn it. I'm proud of you, though.
The Walton's the one that told me.
That's true. So how about that? But hey, have you ever been to the Turning Stone?
Yeah, it is. That was tremendous. I did not hear that, but I was
quite literally like, oh, if only you knew, Bill. Okay, so that takes us pretty much to the end of the podcast. Thanksgiving tomorrow, Nick.
Always a good one.
Always our tradition with bocce and stuff like that. So
third year now?
Looking forward to that with technically 4. Third consecutive, but technically 4. I had that weird sub in your pre-pandemic for Samantha, I remember. So.
Okay.
I think. Was that pre-pandemic?
That's like 4 years in a row.
Maybe it is. No, I think it's 3. I can't remember. This is scary now. Okay, anyway. But
we still had it in 2020, I think.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was pre-pandemic, I thought.
But 2020 is after pandemic.
Right. Either way. Looking forward to it, Nick.
The donuts are good.
Donuts are great. Breakfast pizza is great. My breakfast screwdrivers are always good.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. I know we do this every year, but, you know, what are you looking forward to the most this year for Thanksgiving?
Lions actually being good. I think we should all be thankful about that. No more talk about kicking the Lions off of Thanksgiving this year. Always love when the Cowboys lose. Hopefully that happens. But food-wise, scalloped potatoes.
Sure.
I hear we're getting little mini hot dogs this year, so.
Is Jack Drew making an appearance tonight?
Tonight? I don't know.
Still
I did hear rumblings that he might be.
Still to be determined.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a word. I've been at work all this morning, so. Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. He's part of the team. Obviously, we got the bocce team. You're the leadoff.
That's true.
Jack's the wild card, I guess you could say. Matt is the closer, and I'm obviously the shooter. Obviously, not a great shooter, but the shooter of this team.
This is your do-or-die year, Nick. This is your do-or-die year.
I'll make honorable mention all-shooter, all-tournament team, but, you know.
Yeah, I hit a ball this year.
shooting's not easy, but that's my role. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Love this holiday. It's not Christmas. It's not New Year's.
Better.
It's not the 4th of July.
Not better than the 4th, though.
No, I'm a 4th of July guy. Love that holiday. I'll put Thanksgiving. It's in the top 5, but it's not my favorite.
So I think that'll do it for today's podcast, then. I'm looking forward to it. We get with some family, hanging out. But I enjoy the fact that I get to hang out with what I call my extended family. You know, my brothers without blood, you and Matt. And shout out to Jet, cousin without blood. But, yeah, it's always a good time. I love Thanksgiving. Probably my favorite of the traditional holidays, I guess, you know, if you want.
Nice.
I'll call it that, so.
Same.
Well, I love you, brother.
All right, let's get my shout-out.
Yeah, who's your shout-out this week?
Shout out my friend Tom Canale.
Hey, what up to Tom?
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Did not know that.
On Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving birthday, I guess, this year. It ships every once in a while, but. Shout out to Tom. Happy birthday. I believe he's 28 now, just like me. So, can't confirm. I actually don't know. Maybe he was a year older, but he's in the same grade. So, shout out to Tom. Happy birthday.
All right. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll be back at next Wednesday. Enjoy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. And we will talk with everybody then.